Wongarali Maji Nu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
MC Muse, also known as Marisa Cartland, she's a bit of a legend. In the 1990s, she smashed down barriers to break into the ACT rap and hip-hop scene, becoming, we think, the first female rapper in and from the capital region. She's lived and worked overseas and up and down the east coast of Australia, and now she's come home. MC Muse has come in the studio to tell us her story. And last week, a couple of days ago, she kindly came up with a Sunday brunch rap, which we will be playing for the very first time. Welcome, MC Muse.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me in the studio.
When did you start rapping?
Back in 1999, so a while back now.
And what inspired you to get into rap?
Look, I've always been a creative person, but I think for me, one of my friends was dabbling in it at the time. She was influenced by some of her friends' big brothers who were doing it. And so she was having a bit of a go, and I thought, oh, I can give this a try. I like words. I'll give it a go. So we'd drive down to Camberpool and just kind of riff off each other and write raps in the car. And
what fabulous imagery. Down at Camberpool and just mixing with your mates.
Yeah. And then over time, I got my courage up to get up at an open mic night. There used to be quite a few of them at that time. And I had my rap written down on paper in my pocket in case I forgot the lyrics, but luckily I didn't. Yeah, they'd all just kicked off from there. But I have to say that I think there being no women getting up and doing it at the time was a prime driver for me, because I was like, where are the girls at? This is boring.
Yeah. Respect you for your attitude and your effort. Who were you listening to at the time?
I was listening to more of the kind of, to me, not so much the gangster stuff, but I liked De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest. That kind of more like has a bit more groove, funk, soul to it. I mean, hip hop has roots from jazz. You can hear it in some of the beats. A lot of the music is sampled from jazz music or funk soul music. And so I would go out, and at the time it was a very thriving music scene here in Canberra. You know, there were about four or five clubs around the city, and then one or two in Manuka, and lots of hip hop events week in, week out. And there were a few kind of big hip hop crews around the time. There was KOA, which I think were based in Queanbeyan, and Coolism, who were Canberra's biggest hip-hop act, kind of came out of that crew. They actually won an ARIA award for their album a few years back, so they're kind of the champions of the Canberra hip-hop scene, I would say. But there was also a crew called Four Story Empire, and that was alluding to the four different levels of hip-hop, which is breakdancing, graffiti art, rap, and beatboxing.
Oh, I'm really grateful
and
for
DJing.
That definition.
Sorry, there's five. Beatboxing is like the fifth kind of like esoteric cousin, but DJing is probably the foundation, really. That's where hip-hop all grew from, and the MCs came later.
What a fabulous explanation of hip-hop and the Canberra scene. I imagine there's one or two listeners that we have that don't know much about it. You've mentioned that it took some courage to stand up and do your thing for the first time. Was it a blokey scene back in the day, in the 1990s, to get into?
Yeah, it really was. So, yeah, some of these crews, like the Four Story Empire, would put on their own events. So there'd be DJs playing, there'd be open mic sessions you could get up at and do your thing, and then there'd be actual performers who were on the bill to play. There'd be big breakdance circles where people would just jump in and start breaking out in the middle of the floor.
But they're quite blokey zones, aren't they?
Yeah, they were. Like at times I felt completely confident and happy, and at other times I just felt like I was being pushed to the side. The mic would be literally passed over my head. It was like, come on, guys, get it together. Probably the most extreme version of that was when I entered a rap battle in kind of the mid-2000s, again, because I was like, there's no women doing this, and some of the guys were actually quite abysmal, so it was like, I could do better than that.
So you're literally taking on someone in rap, in a rap battle?
Yeah. But yeah, there was one very funny experience. There was a battle at a place called the Green Room, which was in Phillip, and everyone would get up. You'd be paired up with someone. You didn't know who you were going to be paired with, and you'd have a couple minutes to just rap off the top of your head. They'd flip a coin to see who went first. If you got to go second, it was an advantage, because then you could actually pick out what the person had said to you and say it back to them. But I got paired up with this guy. He must have been really into 90s R&B, and he was just looking at me and rapping about how pretty I was and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, come on. It's a battle. What are you doing? You're not even battling me. You know,
patronizing bugger.
Yeah, it was so annoying. And so then I just like actually battled him back. And so I won the round. And then he got really mad and he grabbed the mic back and he was towering over me. I'd gotten off the stage because I'm like, oh yeah, I won that round. That was easy. Got off the stage. He's towering over the top of me, just yelling at me and telling me he was filled with rage and all this stuff. And all these people in the crowd started gathering around me, patting me on the back. I think they thought I was going to get really upset. And I'm like, what's going on? This is ridiculous. And yeah, a lot of people kind of were like trying to defend me.
You didn't need it. You had.
And in the end, the judges were like, sorry, man, you got beaten by a B word. No offense, Muse. Get off the stage, mate. So yeah, it was a funny, funny little turn of events there.
Well, your music is your defense and your weapon. Let's hear a little bit of The Real Deal with Da Opus by MC Muse.
Jabs that just can't hit me. I'm no longer moved by your old insults. You think you're rubbing salt into the wounds, but I'm not even cut, so you know that's salty. Cursing like a doggone pirate won't affect my composure, won't even make me twitch. You know I've heard it all before. You're throwing barbs like you're wired, and who's the bitch? It's funny how you're so territorial. Spraying like a dog down on the corner. You guys are all so conspiratorial.
Spraying like a dog on the corner. There's a bit of fight back from MC Muse, Canberra's first ever female rapper. You leave Canberra. You're chasing your career. You're making your career around the world and up and down Australia. What was that like?
Oh, look, it was a lot of fun. I love traveling. Yeah, I lived in London for a year, ended up living in New Zealand for a year, which is where my dad's from, and then in Melbourne for 7 years. And yeah, there's great music scenes in all of those places. So I had a ball, got to dabble around a little bit.
I got to ask you for a highlight in your travels and in your performances.
Yeah, sure. Look, for me, rap has been a really great form of self-expression. I would say that a lot of the time, you know, at times I was more into it. At times it was just kind of a hobby and something fun that I would do. But yeah, I do remember getting up at an open mic night in Brixton in London.
Oh, hard Brixton.
Yeah, pretty hardcore. And found out at the end of getting up at the open mic night that one time they had to close the whole venue because some guys had turned up wielding axes, not just knives, but actually axes. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's a bit different. Also got to have a really fun experience once in Berlin where they just had a kind of a roving mic and you just got to grab a hold of it, just dancing in the crowd and actually rapping amongst people, and they held a speech bubble up above your head. Like, it was just kind of silly and fun and arty, and being able to freestyle and rap off the top of your head is just an incredible thing to be able to do. It doesn't always work, but I think for me that's where the creative joy comes from, and actually being able to do that with other people. Like, probably my favorite experiences are just the simple cipher circles that you have with people. It's just you and 5-6 people standing in a circle and everyone just freestyle raps, and you just go off what the other person has said, and it just goes from person to person to person, and you're all kind of feeding off each other. It creates this amazing energy and it's just so much fun.
What a blast. And you've come back to Canberra. When you look out at the rap scene, hip hop scene now, what do you see?
Look, it's hard for me to gauge because I've come back here after having children and it's not something that I'm as involved with now. I've started DJing now and I've kind of taken that as my thing that I pour my creative energy into a little bit more. But it's still going. Like, I'm part of a Canberra hip hop scene Facebook page and there's people sharing their music on there all the time. I'm sure that there's hip hop nights. I've been at home with a baby for the last year, so I haven't been able to get out that much, unfortunately. But, you know, it's still happening. I'm sure that there's a lot of beautiful, incredible new young rappers out there.
And you started it for many of the women and many others too, MC Muse. I don't know how you found the time to stay involved in the scene, to work, to have young kids and to come in here and to do a rap for Sunday Brunch. MC Muse did this last Thursday. She hasn't heard the outcome yet, and you're about to hear it right now.
Sunday Brunch with Kim Hoon on ABC Radio Canberra.
When it comes to the crunch and it's not yet lunch, you need some stories to munch, tune into Sunday Brunch. It's how Canberra connects, you never know who comes next. Like a game of roulette, another surprise suspect. Yo.
Sunday Brunch.
It's MC Muse in the house.
Sunday Brunch with Kim Hoon.
The ABC Radio Canberra house.
Yes, for what it's worth, we were immensely grateful, and our sound engineer who does that for a living, he had huge raps for you as a professional and for your
thank
work.
You.
So
thank
thanks, Baldy, and thanks, MC Muse. Okay, we've got to play some of your music. It's a Sunday Brunch work special. So you have a tune that's called Downtime, and we need that too if we're going to work well, to have some downtime. Tell us about this song.
I think it was just a time in my life where I was working full time, I was busy, and it's like you've got to make that time for yourself. You can't just be working all the time and then expect your creativity to just flow out of you like turning on a tap, you know. You actually need the things to kind of brew and percolate and then become something. So yeah, it was fun to be able to do that. I think that was after I'd moved back from London, and that was actually recorded with a friend of mine who used to be a big part of the Canberra hip-hop scene. He was in a group called the Bumblebees. I think their big claim to fame was that they supported Radiohead on their tour when they came mid-2000s. And he's living in Braidwood now. He's got two kids. DJ Diopas, who produced the track that you played previously, he's in Canberra. He's got two little kids as well. So, you know, we're still around. We're still doing our thing. It's just we're in the next iteration of our lives, I suppose.
Respect to you, MC Muse. This is Downtime. Thanks for joining us on Sunday Brunch.
Thank you, Kim. It's been a pleasure.
It's Downtime 2007. DJ Karuna, MC Muse. You've got to make time for downtime to allow thought to turn into a rhyme. Yeah. And grime. It's inevitable, it's trouble. If you rebel from the need to concede to some space in the time, making space to unwind, making time to define where you are and where you're going rather than just to and fro. I owe it to myself to check in, step into my center, observe it and enter into the mantle. It's essential. Don't want to blow my top, so I rain some time for downtime. Let the chaos drop.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop.
You've got to make time for downtime to allow. Turn into a rhyme, yeah. You gotta get out of the downtown in order to sift and sort through all the grease and grime. You've gotta make time for downtime to allow thought to turn into a rhyme, yeah. You gotta get out of the downtown in order to sift and sort through all the grease and grime. Downtime ain't always easy cause the thoughts can cluster. Gotta dispose of the debris like the dust in a dustbuster. Muster the courage to sit quiet with yourself. Ponder on the future, think about your health, wealth, happiness and all the people you love. Pick up the phone or write a letter, cause when push comes to shove, it's all transient. Gotta make the most of it. Take time out for what's important, take time to toast to it. You've gotta make time for downtime to allow thought to turn into a rhyme, yeah. You gotta get out of the downtown in order to sift and sort through all the grease and grime. You've gotta make time for downtime to allow thought to turn into a rhyme, yeah. Let your thoughts trot away and just find that groove. Put the needle to the record, let it calm and soothe. Allow the rhythm to percolate, you going nice and smooth. Getting down to downtime, we ain't got nothing to prove. So let your thoughts float away and just find that groove. Put the needle to the record, let it calm and soothe. Allow the rhythm to percolate, you going nice and smooth. Getting down to downtime, we ain't got nothing to prove. We ain't got nothing to prove. We're just here doing our thing. Getting down to downtime with Nero and Sister Cypher.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.